Thanks for joining us for this special Directions podcast on ArcGIS Online for Organizations. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor. My guest today is Bernie Zukowski, Technology Evangelist and Senior Product Manager at ESRI. Our goal today is to introduce the new offering and to try to help potential users imagine how it might fit in their organizations. Bernie, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Adina. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Okay, well, let's start out with the basics and make sure everybody understands what exactly ArcGIS Online for Organizations is.
I guess concisely, what we can say about ArcGIS Online for Organizations, we've just sort of pulled the covers off of it. So we've been in beta for quite some time. We've had over 1,000 beta users that were using it. What we've done is we've just released it, and it's now available, and people can trial run it, and they can begin experimenting with it on their own. But one way to think about it is it's a system for managing maps and applications and other geospatial assets that organizations have, and providing a framework for them to manage that, to administer users, and to provide broader access throughout their organization and also to the public as well.
Most organizations that have implemented GIS to date have some kind of workflow going on now. They've got maps online that are maybe used internally. They've got people who can create applications and share them. They might have some maps and tools that are available to the general public. And I think the real challenge for people right now is to think about how they're doing work now and how different people are doing different jobs now, and sort of mapping it to what's possible with ArcGIS Online for Organizations.
I think that is definitely what's happening. But I think in many ways, what ArcGIS Online, what the organizational subscriptions provide, is solutions for some of the problem areas or some of the friction that some users have had. Perhaps they've had trouble publishing maps quickly because they haven't had direct access to their IT back office infrastructure, which might host their servers for publication. So this is a quick and easy way to enable rapid publication. It also provides a platform that brings easy tools and easy applications and templates to the table that enable an organization to provide broader access. So as I travel around, one of the issues I keep hearing, not just from GIS folks, but from other parts of the organization, is that sometimes the GIS information is hard to get at and hard to realize. So this platform really makes it easy to do that, and that's actually some of the feedback that we've gotten from the beta sites, is that they really have found it as a strong platform for extending GIS throughout the organization and promoting collaboration and sharing and breaking down those silos.
Well, maybe we can talk about what you've seen with the users in terms of how they've moved onto the new platform and what their experiences have been and sort of what the successes have been, you know, why they're excited about continuing to use it.
Yeah, we've gotten some really great feedback from users. Lots of the beta users, just because it is an ESRI beta, would typically be an ESRI user already. And one of the advantages that they found is a lot of them already use ArcGIS Server, and at one level, it's just a very quick and efficient way to register those services and begin making maps for broader dissemination. But that said, there are a number of users that were completely new to ESRI and completely new to GIS, and those organizations also found a great deal of value in this as a platform for being able to publish things or create the map services that they can use and integrate that into workflows through applications and make data come alive via maps. So it's run the full gamut. I think one of the prevailing thoughts that we've gotten out of our beta sites is that one of the key things is that it really does provide broader access to geospatial information, and it helps them meet demanding, increasing needs for GIS, and it allows them to demonstrate a value for their information, geospatial information products. Now, those are some of the key things. Some other things are that it's provided a fast and easy way to enable people to collaborate, to iterate through different projects. It provides cross-platform support, allows them to leverage their existing system without having to redo something differently. It's it is a natural extension of what they do and makes a lot of their life more simple. I think one of the really interesting things was is I tend to kind of focus on some of the technical advantages or some of the technical aspects, but I think one of the things that we've heard over and over again is that the advantages or the things that have been gained are more organizational in nature. I was speaking to one of our beta sites the other week. I was actually visiting them on site. And one of the things that they said is that they were really excited because they have a complex organization, many different departments, and historically they've all sort of competed for visibility and also for money. And what has resulted is they've created these little silos which have prevented collaboration and prevented sharing of information. When they started working with ArcGIS Online and people saw the power that could be gained by making their information more available to others and being recipients of those same advantages, then the silos really started to break down and people really started to communicate over maps and do collaboration over maps that they had never done in the past. I think that's actually one of the more interesting things is the organizational aspect.
Well, let's dig in a little bit and talk about sort of what things go on internally and then the kinds of tools that are sort of shared within the organization and how what is created there might also be shared publicly and how that's accessed.
Sure. I think I sent you some examples of some of our beta sites, and they've created portals that would represent how they might make broader access to their geospatial information through in their organization. And that's one of the things that a subscription provides is the ability to create a destination within their organization where others can come together and discover content. Another thing it provides is the ready-to-use applications that folks can use to add in their own data, create their mashups, use their spreadsheets to do their mapping. So it enables a different category of users, the knowledge workers, which are outside the core traditional GIS users that also need to leverage GIS and geospatial information. Other things that it brings to the table are important to the organization. For example, I can manage the users within my organization and I have control over their assets. So we know that the realities of an organization are that people come and go, their responsibilities change, or they might move on to a different job somewhere else. So this enables the organization to control all their geospatial assets, and as the personnel within the organization shuffle around, they can reassign those assets and maintain control over it. And if someone leaves, that doesn't leave with them. And the other part that's very important is the ability to maintain security over their assets. And that's a concern. You can actually implement ArcGIS Online completely behind your own firewall. So that same framework can be installed locally and managed and built up using internal infrastructure. Or you can leverage things out in the cloud in a shared but secure environment. That's important. I think finally, one of the big things is the ability to publish services directly, either from ArcGIS Desktop or from lightweight, ready-to-use applications that enable you to take spreadsheets or shapefiles or other information and create map services that can then be brought into the web mapping context so that it can be used in lots more different ways. So I think those are the key values that this provides.
Well, when we talk about GIS users, there's a sort of a traditional diagram with a pyramid on it where we talk about the folks down in the basement either making the data or building the hardcore applications. And then there's a group that are actually using the data and they're making maps and doing analysis. And then there's the largest group, typically referred to as the viewers, that are looking at the created maps and applications and using those to make the decisions. And I'm curious how that sort of triad of different kinds of users might map to an ArcGIS Online for Organizations implementation.
When you said that, Adina, what I pictured is that classic upside-down triangle. And that triangle represents how many users and how many users might have access to GIS data. And at the bottom of that triangle, that little tiny tip might be the GIS professionals. And over using ArcGIS Online, one of the things that unlocks is the ability for knowledge workers and also that really broad layer on top, which I like to use the word geographic information consumers. But this isn't necessarily the consumer public that wants to find out where the nearest Best Buy store is because they want to go down and shop for an iPhone. But the geographic information consumers that want to leverage and access GIS but have maybe found that hard to do or hard to discover in the past. One of the key concepts of ArcGIS Online is something called a web map. And when I say web map, people normally think of, oh, we've had web mapping applications for a long time, and we've built things with JavaScript or Silverlight or Flex or other things like that. But the web map in the ArcGIS Online context is a really powerful kernel. It's a very powerful substrate. And what it is to us, it's actually a specification. And this web map specification enables things like quick and easy authoring, configuring the experience of the map, everything from layer transparency and scale dependencies to what the experience in the pop-up is when somebody would click on something. That specification also makes that web map portable. So I can use it in ArcGIS Desktop. I can use it in these ready-to-use free applications that are part of the ArcGIS Online framework. And I can also leverage that on devices through ready-to-use mobile applications. And those web maps also can be complemented by inserting them into configurable templates. And I can build a focused application using one of these ready-to-configure templates and spin up a custom application for someone in a matter of minutes. So it's never been this easy to do, and I think that's one of the more empowering concepts of the whole ArcGIS system.
Well, a lot of what you're saying sounds like sort of the progression that GIS has been taking over the last 30-odd years, trying to get as much power and as much data and as much access out to as many people as possible. Is that sort of a fair description of where we're at?
Yeah, I think definitely this is an empowering architecture for our users because it really helps them open the doors to their GIS and get it out there where people want it. And it's also an empowering aspect for anybody because there's different types of accounts. You can have a personal account, which are no cost. You can have an organizational account, and even the public can experience and leverage some of these maps and information that have been published by our users and can make their own maps through their personal account. But typically what happens is an organization uses this infrastructure to consolidate their geospatial assets, make it more widely available, and then they'll broadcast that to the knowledge workers and information consumers by taking their maps and putting them inside of these template applications or publishing them in some of the ready-to-use frameworks, applications that we have that are part of ArcGIS Online. So it's all about pushing it out there, giving people the power to do that, and giving people the ability to more readily access all that.
It sounds like a lot of the focus is certainly on the users and using the data, but you made a point before and just mentioned it again, this idea of sort of consolidating all of the data and apps and needs of an organization into one place where it all lives, in a sense, and also can be accessed. And again, we've been talking about that for quite some time now with standards and a variety of other tools to try to share data better. This seems to be a big leap forward. How did this all sort of come together now? What sort of enabled this kind of a solution?
The big leap forward is absolutely correct. And it's interesting, I have the opportunity to look behind these organizations and see what they're doing behind the scenes, sort of within their organization with ArcGIS Online. The internal workings, their organization, the way they organize their content into groups is really a reflection of who they are as an organization and what their organizational needs are. So when I go behind the scenes, I can see groups that represent not only different divisions, but also specific projects. And what's interesting about those projects is that they represent the cross-pollination from different divisions, even different organizations completely, that can be brought together under one roof. I think that's a very powerful thing. How did all this come together, and how did all this technology align itself so that we were able to do this? I think a lot of it, of course, has to do with what we've been talking about for years and what we've experienced for years, the advent of the web and Web 2.0 and the advancement of technologies to support that, the cloud, certainly the advent of the cloud and the popularization of that, the acceptance of that as a standard architecture that people should be thinking about has been a huge part of that. And in a lot of ways, I think it's also that we've been able to collect these technologies and place it in this framework by listening to what our users needed and understanding where the pain points were and then evolving technology and directions to address those to facilitate what they really need to do.
Well, I know one of the things that users are going to be anxious to do is to try out the 30-day free trial of ArcGIS Online for organizations. What would you recommend be their first steps once they sign up for that account? How do they sort of make the most out of that opportunity to test it?
I think getting the trial is a great way to begin understanding things and begin kicking the tires. I would first direct people to the help just so that they can familiarize themselves with some of the capabilities that are offered. And then what I would do is I would think about the map that they would like to make and make that map using their trial subscription. So take that spreadsheet or take those shapefiles or register your ArcGIS services, bring it into this context, make some compelling maps, and then use those templates to push them out to other people. And I think once you step through that process, you'll gain the fundamental understanding of how this is really an empowering platform to make this task very easy and also an empowering platform to reach others that haven't been able to access so easily the GIS assets of most GIS departments.
We've covered an awful lot of ideas and ways to understand what ArcGIS Online for Organizations is all about. Is there any last word you wanted to share with the listeners?
I'm super excited about this. I've been lucky enough to have been involved with the inception of this, and I've watched it grow and change over time to reach where we are today. You and I, Adina, have been around for a very long time in the geospatial world, and I've been through lots of interesting technology milestones at Esri, but I definitely think that this is one of them. And I think where we are right now is only a indicator of where we can go from here. So we have some very big plans for ArcGIS in this context. We see growing capabilities. We see people being able to fully leverage and unlock the cloud to empower their organizations. And I'm really excited by that. I think this is a total game changer for many people. It's certainly going to change the discussion about geospatial information for many organizations. It'll change how they communicate and work and collaborate with others, and it'll change how people in general can more realize GIS information and begin using that in activities that we're only beginning to really understand. Another thing I should mention, perhaps in closing here, is that there's another exciting new product that's part of this landscape, and that's Esri Maps for Office. I think you and I, Adina, tend to think of a map-centric world. Most of the work that I do involves me thinking about a map first or making a map first, but there's a large part of the world that deals with spreadsheets first or other information rather than a map. And the Esri Maps for Office is a part of ArcGIS Online. That is going to empower a whole new part of an organization or different users that have never been familiar with maps before and now can unlock their data and even publish their data as map services through ArcGIS Online. So we're gaining more contributors to this geospatial fabric, and I think that will be very interesting as well.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Bernie. We'll have links to all of the evals and to the other new products in the show notes.
Very good.
I've been talking to Bernie Zukowski, Technology Evangelist and Senior Product Manager at ESRI. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.